be afraidy bug. Come a little closer. Come on. Oh, Fraidy Bug, fly away home. Fraidy Bug, why did you roam? Fraidy Bug, afraid of a kiss? Didn't mother tell you there'd be nights like this? Fraidy Bug, hide in a rug. Fraidy Bug, I dare you to hug. Fraidy Bug, afraid of a squeeze? Put my arms around you and you're gone with a breeze. You'll be missing all the kissing that's circulating around. And when you're crying, I'll be flying with every honey bug in town. Oh, Fraidy Bug, run for the dark. Fraidy Bug, afraid of my heart. Fraidy Bug, flying above. Pretty little Fraidy Bug, afraid of love. Oh, gee. Fraidy Bug, fly away home. Fraidy Bug, why did you roam? Fraidy Bug, you afraid of a kiss? Didn't mother tell you there'd be nights like this? Fraidy Bug, hide in a rug. Fraidy Bug, I dare you to hug. Fraidy Bug, you afraid of a squeeze? Put my arms around you and you're gone with the breeze. Oh, you'll be missing all the kissing that's circulating around. And when you're crying, I'll be flying with every honey bug in town. Oh, baby, Fraidy Bug, run for the dark. Fraidy Bug, you afraid of my heart? Fraidy Bug, flying above. Pretty little Fraidy Bug, afraid of love. You Fraidy Bug.
Well, that was Riaz.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Free
association!
Free association! Thank you for your participation!
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that was a really fun free association. I think you all had a great time over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. You always seem to. And I appreciate you doing it. But now it's time for us to turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We start off, as we always do, by reminding you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Peter Bogdanovich, the American director, writer, actor, producer, critic, and film historian. He started out as a film journalist until he got hired to work on Roger Corman's The Wild Angels in 1966. After that film's success, he directed his own film, Targets, in 1968, which was a critical success. Then he gained widespread recognition for his acclaimed coming-of-age film, The Last Picture Show, in 1971. He went on to direct What's Up, Doc?, Paper Moon, and many, many, many others. He also directed documentaries, such as Directed by John Ford in 1971 and The Great Buster, A Celebration in 2018. Peter Bogdanovich just passed away at 82. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
What time is it, Rodney?
Six, sir.
Six?
Six.
Sick of six.
Sir?
Well, why isn't it seven or even eight?
Well, it was just five recently, sir, and six does precede seven and eight.
Well, I'm sure there's a logic to that somewhere, but it's just too tiring to think about.
Yes, sir.
After hunting all over for pleasure with some measure of success.
Are you singing to me, sir?
No, I was singing to myself.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, sir.
I've decided the pace known as rapid leads to vapid nothingness. And I'm tired of betting, tired of sporting, tired of flirting, tired of courting, tired of racing, tired of yachting, tired of loafing, tired of rotting, tired of dining, tired of whining, tired of teeing, tired of being tired, tired, tired. Ooh. Won't somebody care for a poor young millionaire?
the pitcher.
Don't stop, Rod. I just need a little air.
Sir, wouldn't the window suffice?
Please don't slow down. If you knew what blues meant, you'd find me amusement.
Well, I've tried.
Step on it, Rod.
God knows I've tried.
I've had every thrill from a Rolls Royce to a Ford. And there's no concealing the fact I'm feeling bored.
Before this modern idea had burst, about the women and children first, the men had much more charm than they have today. And if only one of that type survived the very moment that he arrived, I know I'd fall in a great big way. I can't imagine being bad with any arrow collar red, nor could I take the slightest joy in waking up a college boy. I've no desire to be alone with Rudy Valley's megaphone. So when I'm saying my prayers, I say, find me a primitive man, primitive plan, someone with vigor and vim. I don't mean the kind that belongs to a club, but the kind that has a club that belongs to him. I could be the personal slave of someone just out of a cave.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Clive Zanda, the Trinidad and Tobago extempo and kaizo jazz musician who is regarded as a pioneer of the genre. He started making music as a child using homemade cardboard bongos. Then he took classical piano lessons starting at 15, but his teacher said, "Oh, no, 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 I'm leaving you to your own devices," after he started improvising. He moved to London for his studies because he didn't see music as a viable career path, but he had such a fine experience with live jazz music in London, it inspired him to pursue the musical form. He trained with composer Michael Grant and formed his own combo to work on the fusion of calypso and jazz. Clive Zanda just passed away at 82. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. Just want to give you a quick reminder that coming up next week, it's the Bee's Knees. It's some of the music I liked that was released in 2021 that I also acquired. That little piece of the puzzle is very important. The next radio obituary is for Sidney Poitier, the Bahamian-American actor, film director, and ambassador. He was the first Black person and first Bahamian to win the Academy Award for Best Actor. He moved to the U.S. from the Bahamas in his teenage years and ended up joining the American Negro Theater and landed his breakthrough film role as a high school student in the film Blackboard Jungle in 1955. He won his first Academy Award in 1964 for Lilies of the Field and then went on to appear in Porgy and Bess, A Raisin in the Sun, and A Patch of Blue. Many people know him best from his 1967 film To Sir With Love, but he also had Guess Who's Coming to Dinner that same year. He just passed away at 94. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We wear the mask that grins and lies. It hides our cheeks and shades our eyes. This debt we pay to human guile. With torn and bleeding hearts, we smile and mouth with mirrored subtleties. Why should the world be overwise in counting all our tears and sighs? Nay, let them only see us while we wear the mask. We smile, but O great Christ, our cries to thee from tortured souls arise. We sing, but O the clay's vile beneath our feet along the mile. Let the world dream otherwise. We wear the mask.
True function of the two arts of music and gymnastic must be made clear. It is not that the one is for the training of the soul while the other is for the training of the body. Both improve the soul, and each is of value in this work only when employed in the proper proportion and harmony. And the harmonious soul is both temperate and courageous, while the inharmonious is cowardly and boorish. It is good for a man to allow music to play upon him, and in the first stage of this process, to pour into his soul sweet and soft melancholy airs. In this way, the passion or spirited element in him is tempered like iron and made useful instead of brittle and useless. If, however, in the second stage, he still carries on this softening and soothing process, he begins to melt and may waste away his spirit until he has cut out the sinews of his soul. Then he becomes a feeble warrior. In gymnastics, if a man takes violent exercise and is a great eater, being the reverse of a proficient student of music and philosophy, at first the high condition of his body fills him with pride and spirit. He becomes twice the man he was. Then what happens? If he does nothing else and holds no converse with the muses, then even that intelligence which there may be in him grows feeble. He becomes dull and blind through a lack of any sort of inquiry or culture. His mind never wakes up or receives nourishment. His senses are never purged of their mists. Finally, he ends up by becoming a hater of philosophy, and uncivilized, he never uses the weapon of persuasion. Like a wild beast, violent and ferocious, he knows no other way of dealing. He lives in ignorance and evil conditions and has no sense of propriety and grace. Thus, there are two principles of human nature, one philosophical and the other spirited, which correspond to music and gymnastics. he who mingles them in the fairest proportions, best tempering them to his soul, may rightly be called the true musician and harmonist in a far higher sense than the tuner of strings. Such a presiding genius as this will always be required if we are to last. If we are to last. If we are to last. Let me show in a figure how far our nature is enlightened. Or unenlightened. Behold, human beings living in an underground cave which has a mouth open toward the light. Here they have been from their childhood and are chained so they can see only what is in front of them. Behind them a fire is blazing and they are not allowed to turn their heads. So, like ourselves, they see only their own shadows, the shadows of one another, or of objects they possess, which the fire throws on the opposite wall of the cave. Further, this prison has an echo which is heard from people on the outside. The prisoners within have always fancied when one of the passers-by spoke that the voice came from a passing shadow. To them, the truth is literally nothing but shadow. Of true images, they know nothing. Look again now. You see what will naturally follow if the prisoners are set free and so come to realize their error. At first, when one of them is liberated and suddenly compelled to turn his head and look toward the light, he will suffer sharp pains. The glare will distress him. He will be unable to see the realities of which, in his former state of illusion, he saw only the shadows. He will at first fancy that the shadows he formerly saw are truer than the real objects which are now revealed to him. He will be required to grow accustomed to the sight of the upper world. At first he will see the shadows best. Last of all, he will be able to see the sun in its own proper place, and not merely its reflections. He will then understand that the sun is what gives the seasons, and in a certain way causes all things which he and his fellows have been accustomed to behold. When he remembers his old habitation and the wisdom of the cave and of his fellow prisoners, he will pity them. And if the inhabitants of the cave have been in the habit of conferring honors among themselves, he will no longer care for such honors or envy the possessors of them. He will endure anything rather than think as they do and live after their manner. And if such a one were suddenly to come back out of the sun and place himself again in his old situation, he would be certain to have his eyes full of darkness. It would be very bad for him if there were a contest and he had to compete in measuring the shadows with the prisoners who had never moved out of the cave. In such an instant, the men of the cave would say of him, "He went up and down he came without his eyes." They will maintain that it is better not even to think of ascending. Hence, if anyone tried to loose another prisoner from the cave and lead him up to the light, let them only catch the offender, and they would put him to death.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the cleanup radio obituary is for Bichu Thirumala, the Indian lyricist and poet known for creating the style of arranging beautiful words in film songs. He just passed away at 79. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
பொன் குளரிகள் ஐமவதி குளிரலையும் சந்தைகள் ஹிருதய சகி நின்ற இளம் கவிழுகள் அதிலிந்து மதி பூ விரியும் பொய்கள் நுணக்குழி பொய்கள் மந்தம் தொழுதுணரும் குளரிகள் ஐமவதி குளிரலையும் சந்தைகள் மாறுதனில் மதனப்பூ மனமொழுகும் மானோடும் புள்ளி மானோடும் நின்று கவிழினையில் பிரணயத்தின் தேரோடும் தங்க தேரோடும் மந்தம் தொழுதுணரும் புலரிகள் ஐமவதி குளிரலையும் சந்தைகள்
to the Radio Obituary for Stephen J. Lawrence, the American composer. He composed more than 300 songs and scores for Sesame Street, resulting in 3 Emmy Awards for Outstanding Achievement in Musical Direction and Composition. He also composed the title song and 4 others for Marlo Thomas's Free to Be You and Me. In non-children's work, he composed the million-selling gold record You Take My Breath Away by Rex Smith, scored the 1973 Robert De Niro movie Bang the Drum Slowly, and the cult horror classic Alice Sweet Alice in 1976. He just passed away at 82. It's the Radio Obituary for Stephen J. Lawrence right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Sisters and brothers, every father's daughter, every mother's son.
Hey, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Billy Hinch, the American musician who was part of the singing group Dino, Desi, and Billy, and he was also a touring musician with the Beach Boys. He also provided backing vocals on recordings for Elton John's Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, Warren Zevon's Desperados Under the Eaves, and America's Hat Trick. He just passed away at 70. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Billy Hinch, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Ultimate Radio Obituary is for Jim Gallagher, the drummer of The Astronauts, the Boulder, Colorado-based surf rock band. He just passed away at 78. It's the pre-ant penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Well, come along, baby, you're my home, one and only. I
you, my best son. Man, you ought to see that little gal I go crazy lane. Crazy lane. Crazy lane when a band plays rock and roll.
Penultimate radio obituary is for the Belgian singer Grand Jojo. He started out his career when he was working at a record store and realized that the market at the time lacked festive songs. That's when he decided to write songs under the alias Grand Jojo. He mainly performed sing-alongs, drinking songs, and a few surrealistic tangos. He just passed away at 85. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary for Grand Jojo right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
La 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 la.
L'autre soir avec Lisette,
pour la pomme, pour la pomme, j'ai des ennuyés.
Dans un petit bal musette,
pour la pomme, pour la pomme.
Vu Antoinette,
pour la pomme, pour la pomme, elle n'a pas changé.
Elle est encore plus chouette,
pour la pomme, pour la pomme, que l'année passée. Pour Antoinette, je le regrette de t'avoir laissé tomber l'année passée. Oh Antoinette, t'es la plus chouette. J'ai bien envie de t'embrasser. Oh Antoinette, je le regrette de t'avoir laissé tomber l'année passée. Oh Antoinette, t'es la plus chouette. J'ai bien envie de t'embrasser.
Et j'ai dit à Lisette,
oh la pomme, oh la pomme.
N'ai plus de cigarettes,
parapam, parapam. Je vais en chercher.
J'ai rejoint Antoinette,
parapam, parapam. Et je l'ai fait danser.
Après ce tête-à-tête,
parapam, parapam. Je l'ai emmené. Oh Antoinette, avec toi maintenant tout va recommencer. Oh Antoinette, oh Antoinette, j'ai bien envie de t'épouser. Oh Antoinette, oh Antoinette.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the penultimate radio obituary is for Cal Rudman, the American disc jockey and longtime publisher of the music industry magazine Friday Morning Quarterback. He was Billboard magazine's first R&B editor. As a music expert, he appeared on the Merv Griffin Show more than 30 times and was also a regular on the Today Show. He was even an announcer for the World Wrestling Federation, known as Killer Cal. Of note for Jim Croce, who may be listening tonight, he advised Bruce Springsteen on how to make his music more popular with the females. Hence, Hungry Heart on the River. Cal Rudman just passed away at 91. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary is for Burgess Gardner, the American jazz musician, educator, and composer. He played trumpet with jazz legends including Count Basie, Horace Silver, and Ray Charles. He just passed away at 85. It's the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Burgess Gardner, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Oh,
Let me tell you, you ain't got nobody fool. There are women out there that hate to be hurt. Men out there that are treating them like that. I said,
let me take off.
Hit again.
Let me take off.
Don't feel we should use one another. We should be more like sisters and brother.
Let me take off.
Say it again.
Let me take off.
Take this woman off the corner, brother. She can be yours if you want her. Take this woman off the corner, brother. She can be yours if you want her.
I saw a guy I thought was very cool. He wasn't just an ordinary dude. Folks say his name was Iceberg Slim. And the fellas today are trying to imitate him.
Take off.
I heard him say,
let me take off.
Women admire him by the way he walks and his cool conversation when he talks.
Take this woman off the corner, brother.
All right.
She can be yours if you want her.
Take this woman off the corner, brother. She can be yours if you want her. Take this woman off the corner, brother. She can be yours if you want her.
A game they've been practicing on, wrestling and addressing, trying to keep themselves together, trying to keep their game headed down mellow.
Let me take off.
Say it again.
Let me take off.
Can't you hear me? Everybody's son is playing somebody's daughter. Take this woman to the corner, start giving orders.
Let me take off.
All right.
Let me take off.
My.
Take this woman off the corner, brother. She can be yours if you want her. Take this woman off the corner, brother. She can be yours if you want her. Take this woman off the corner, brother. She can be yours if you want her.
You can act like you're blind.
But
I think it's time for all the young brothers to check out the
line.
I said,
take this woman off the corner, brother. Somebody might want to love her. Take that woman off the corner, brother. Somebody might want to love her. That's warm and up the corner, brother. Somebody might wanna love her. Take that call.
Thank you.
And that wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary and nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We've got one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to the original machine. But be sure to tune back in next week, next Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, for more silliness for your stick-shaking action. Hang out with us all week long over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. And don't forget about the Bee's Knees also next week. It's going to be a big time, but it's all happening right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
My baby kissed me goodnight, and I am glad to relate that by the time I got home, I was feeling great. I climbed up the door and opened the stairs, said my pajamas and put on my prayers, turned off the bed and crawled into the light, and all because you kissed me good night. Next morning I woke and scrambled my shoes, shined up an egg, then I toasted the news. I buttered my tie and took another bite, and all because you kissed me good night. By evening I felt normal, so we went out again. You said good night and kissed me. I hurried home, and then I climbed up the door and opened the stairs, said my pajamas and put on my prayers, turned off the bed and crawled into the light, and all because you kissed me good night. That's exactly what happened the night before last, darling. Now wait till I tell you what happened last night. I powdered my hair and pinned up my nose, hung up the bath and I turned on my clothes, put out the clock and wound the cat up tight, and all because you kissed me good night. I ran up the shade and pulled down the stair, curled up the rug and I vacuumed my hair. I just couldn't tell my left foot from my right, and all because you kissed me good night. By evening I felt normal, so we went out again. You said good night and kissed me. I hurried home, and then I lifted the preacher, called up the phone, spoke to the dog, and I threw my maw a bone. 'Twas midnight and yet the sun was shining bright, and all because you kissed me. Good night.
WMFO in Medford Stereo.
This is Batman. Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.